Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we are back now in the second hour of the program, Dr. K, and, you know, we're going to take more calls.
Sure. I just want to mention that...
to speak, yeah.
Yeah, I just that the CBS did a horrible electioneering act where they showed Romney's picture saying he's leading in the polls, he's got whatever percent, which is a lie, and then, look, he's surging, and then, by the way, next is, you know, Santorum or whatever, next is Huntsman, next is Kane, next is never did they show the other 32%. You know, that was the Dr. Paul polling. They just wiped it off the slate. And that's just on the preamble to getting the vote out. So that's electioneering. They are really legally liable, though there's no legal system. But we can say that that is essentially committing a high crime. And everybody needs to post them on it, you know.
Well, you see, now people can understand how they could cover up 9/11, can't they?
Well, sure, they do it right there on that stupid boob tube.
Well, I mean, if you can ignore a campaign, you can ignore a man's message and downplay it or contort it, twist it, bury it, then you can also do the same with anything else, can't you, folks?
Huh? Well, sure, if they can get people to get subliminal message from that and say, well, I better get out there and... Looks like the candidates really are going to be, well, it's going to be Romney or this Huntsman guy, so I'll pull the lever.
Yeah, I was amused by it, and we're going to take more calls, but I just wanted to, we have the time, so we'll stretch it out a little bit. But tonight, you know, in the last few nights, watching the local station here, one of the lead stories, of course, happens to be the Super Bowl coming up in about three and a half weeks, and, of course, they concentrated heavily on it because of the Patriots, the playoffs coming up this coming weekend. So I'm saying to myself, now this is the Coliseum news broadcasting system. This is top news now, locally, and this is how they keep the people dumbed down.
Yeah.
Because they know instinctively that you feed them pablum, you feed them junk, chicken feed. You don't want them to be nutritious enough so that they will have brain matter, sufficient brain matter, to be able to overcome all of this. Because no matter what happens, the fact that a company will spend $3 million on a 30-second spot or $10 million, whatever it is indicative of the mentality that they have helped create in America, okay?
You know, all of this to maintain the Zionist strip, that little teeny bit of land is so critical, or its tentacles, that we have to suffer electioneering, we have to have a man's message, like you said, you know, expunged from the TV. You have to have World Trade Centers taken down and not even a peep about who did it, or not even a criminal investigation in a country that has cops on every corner.
I don't know about you. See, I can't really watch the evening propaganda very successfully. I have to be honest about it. You should see me. I mean, you get this smirking guy here, Chuck Todd on NBC, and you know his name is not Chuck Todd, okay? But the reality is that, you know, I mean, I remember him last time around and what he said about Ron Paul. And, of course, you know, Tim Russert was there. But the things that were said that we should just wish him away, these were the words that were coming from these so-called news people that were just saying he doesn't fit and his message is bad. It's dangerous to the establishment, which owns us. So let's ignore him and let's feed you idiots out there pablum. And they're laughing. Yeah. The smiles are on their faces. You know, I mean, it's like they're looking at us and they're giggling because they're saying, look at you dummies out there. You take us serious. We don't take ourselves seriously, but you do.
Apparently not. Yeah.
No, it's amazing. It's amusing.
But the kids are out on the street, you know, and they're just supporting this thing like crazy.
It's amateur time, folks, when it comes to the media. We'll come right back, and we'll take Vince in Montana next. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, I would second that motion. We're back now. Dr. K and Rick Adams, we're all giving our views here tonight on what's happening with the Ron Paul campaign, the media, the lies, and all of that. And I think we want to go now to Vince in Montana. Hello, Vince.
Evening, guys.
Long time. I haven't heard from you, Vince.
Well, I've been busy. I stay busy.
I guess.
Locally
very
busy.
Good.
But now I'm back on the air a little bit. But, you know, if we think we have good evidence that Ron Paul was cheated, there was some skullduggery with this Huntsman surge in New Hampshire, there will be no place cheaper to run a recount. And New Hampshire has some significant advantages as far as calling for a verification. Number one, it has paper ballots. And number two, it has, even though they do use the Diebold machines, you have an absolute paper record at the local levels for doing a recount in New Hampshire. So apart from getting the immediate media benefit of announcing him in second place and, you know, 10 points behind Romney, there's not going to be any place cheaper to prove that he's been cheated, which would be the best thing that could happen to the Paul campaign would be to actually catch them in the act.
That's a very excellent point. I'm actually trying to investigate that right now. And here's what happened when they, you know, as you know, last time they skimmed votes like mad against him
and in New Hampshire, and some of it was real easy to prove, like when the people said, "Wait a minute, I voted for him," and you
sure.
didn't have any. And it was a small town. You remember that? So
yeah. and last time they had good cause to do a New Hampshire recount. They didn't have the money. I don't think they felt that it was a wise use of campaign resources at the time.
Right,
you
and
know.
So some independent lady called the grandma tried to do it and all this and that. But
right.
What
this time
the
money's
in
there.
New Hampshire, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this time the money is there. If they think they've got a good, you know, if they think they've got solid evidence, and they won't know that for 24, 48 hours. But if they think that they have been cheated there, there's no place cheaper. I mean, it's a tiny microcosm state. That's why they run the primary there. And, there's no place cheaper to catch them in the act than right there.
Right. And what the challenge there is that they have a nice system of drug addicts, thugs, and criminals and mafioso subsidiaries to the, you know, to the regime who have
yeah.
been rigging the vote for the last 20 years. So you would have to be, you know, like you say, you'd have to react quickly. You'd have to get some documentation in from spotters and then build a really strong case right away and frighten the living bejesus, you know, just get everything rolling, you know. So we're for that, and, you know, spotters, tell us what you've seen. If you saw even the slightest evidence of chicanery, ballot stuffing, hanky-panky, you got to tell us, you know.
Well, there's a couple other things. Number one, anyone who thinks that Ron Paul voters are going to get in line, take a big glass of Kool-Aid and follow the Romney parade doesn't know Ron Paul voters very well. They are not. They will write in Ron Paul whether he gets the whether he runs third party, whether he stays with the Republican and doesn't get the nomination, whatever. They will write in. Ron Paul's a very easy name to spell, and they will write in Ron Paul's name.
Yeah,
I mean,
Ron Paul said he will not support Mitt Romney for president.
No, they will not.
No.
They will not. They will not support Barack Obama. So you're going to have as high as a 30 to 35%. If you got a true, you're going to have a 35% write-in.
That's a really excellent, you know, assessment. And if this message is broadened to the, you know, it could be big.
Well, the other thing is that we have, the Ron Paul people have systematically done a wonderful job of destroying the other candidates. And I could tell you more about this, but You probably witnessed it. We've taken them all down, including Sarah Palin. The hardest one to take down of all, believe it or not, was, what's his name?
Kane, maybe or something?
Herman Kane. I'm sorry. He just had a brain bubble there.
Herman Kane
was absolutely, it took himself down. He was the most difficult of the candidates to take down.
Pretty rubbery.
Believe it or not. And he was also the most dangerous candidate in there.
I don't doubt that. Yeah.
He was a candidate
that could have won it all. Pretty dangerous. You know, when you look at the field there, they're like a freak show. They are actually like a freak show, totally, you know, distanced from the views of mainstream America. Again, you can tell they're working for the ruling elite. And they're just mouthing the shibboleth that the Jewish world supremacists want them to mouth.
Yeah,
that's just a simple fact.
Yeah.
The one candidate that hasn't been attacked yet is Mitt Romney, because we're saving the best for last on him.
He is
the most vulnerable candidate of all. For starters, Mitt Romney's father was born on Colonia Dublin in Chihuahua, Mexico, two Mexican citizens.
Right.
Now, we've all heard about the Barack Obama birth certificate controversy and the concept of natural-born citizenship, where both parents have to be born in the country and then the child has to be born in the country, according to the law of nations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mitt Romney's father, George Romney, who was governor of Michigan, was born in Mexico, was a Mexican citizen. When the Mexican War came on, the entire polygamous colony ran for the border, didn't want to fight, gave up 76,000 acres that they owned in Mexico, and fled into the United States and requested citizenship. But they didn't have it. They were citizens of Mexico.
So a lot of interesting connections to Goldman Sachs that need to be dug up, too. There's a bunch of dirty linen there.
Well, what you have with Romney that you don't have with Obama is you have superb LDS church records that document this event.
And
there's no question as to what happened in Mexico.
Well, you know, the other thing is, in Iowa, he bust in a whole slug of people to stuff ballots.
So, oh, there's no doubt about that. In Iowa,
he doesn't have the crowds that Dr. Cheated. Paul does. I mean, that's really... But go ahead. Yeah.
Anyway, to get on with this, with Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney's father, okay, not an American citizen, the last two elections, they have ran two non-native-born, natural-born citizens against each other. John McCain, born of two people serving in the service, a husband and wife, service people, but born on Colon, in the city of Colon in Panama. I mean, on all the technicalities of natural-born citizenship, they are going out of their way to find candidates
who
do not meet the constitutional requirement of natural-born citizenship, so that they can exercise it as a corporate presidency rather than a constitutional presidency, I think.
Interesting. Well, they're doing that. They've been doing it. But bring up a point and continue on very well.
Well, right, you know, so this is one way to attack him. The other second one is he's horrible on gun rights. And right now, guns have never been more popular in the United States than, I mean, all-time record sales over Christmas of firearms.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitt Romney wants to enact a semi-automatic ban immediately and wants to do gun registration. He is he will not sign off on any of GOA's gun questionnaire certificates or commitments. I mean, he's horrible on the Second Amendment.
So basically Obama too, then, basically.
Right, so you've got two anti-Second Amendment candidates that they're going to run against each other.
Yeah.
As usual, they're going to give you the choice between cancer and a heart attack and give you 5 seconds to choose.
Well,
you know,
we'll take the smell of sweet clover.
I'll take you right. I'll write in Ron Paul until he, well, as long as he's around.
We'll get the whole country to do it, man.
That's right. You know, because if you vote, if you fall in line with them and vote for one of that two-party cancer heart attack scenario, you are condescending and okaying their destruction of the country.
Oh, sure you are.
You cannot vote for the lesser of two evils is still evil.
Indeed.
You can't do that. Oh, well, we have to get Obama out, so I'll vote for Romney. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all we've been doing in my lifetime that I can remember, the lesser of two evils. And I've never voted for a winner yet, so at least I've got a perfect record.
I have no idea if putting the doctor in would be a complete revival of civilization. Not just America. It would go global.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ron Paul's not running against GOP opponents. Ron Paul is running against the media. And CNN, which is owned by the Mossad with Wolf Blitzer and that Bash woman, you know, I mean, that's just a nest of Sanim there.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a total spies. Absolutely.
Yeah,
they
actually,
are.
His message is opposite to what the synagogue of Satan is all about. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's definitely opposed by them. CBS is just as bad. Fox is just as bad. Of all the stations that seem to have some sympathy for him, it's MSNBC, believe it or not.
They're all bad. They're all owned by the same group of people, the same media families.
Look at what they have to lose, Rick.
Yeah.
Those people, those media people.
They will lose,
complicit.
Definitely, but they're fighting. You
about
know, I often said that too.
Investigation in 911 for once.
they pulled off 9/11. They created the images that made the illusion, the grand illusion possible, that took advantage of the in-place demolition system. They created the illusion of the plane.
Exactly.
You said it exactly correct, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion.
And what do they gain in the end? They lose their own souls.
No stupid things from overseas inside.
No, this was a media job.
Indeed. You're right on.
Thanks,
good to hear from you, Vince. Thank you for your call again. Call again soon. We have to take a break. We have more calls just ahead, Wes and Dom and others, and we'll come right back with more.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. And I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Right, folks, we are returned now, and we do have more calls. So I think we better get to them if you wish to, unless you wish to make a comment first, Doctor.
No, I'm happy to talk to him.
Okay, Wes is up next. Hello, Wes. Welcome.
Greetings, Rick and Dr. K.
Greetings and salutations.
How are you doing there, Wes?
Well, not too bad. I had another MRI. It's definitely multiple sclerosis. I got a little bit better diagnosis in that she did not say it was primary progressive multiple sclerosis. She said it's secondary because I guess if she had said it was primary progressive multiple sclerosis, the insurance companies would wash their hands of me. They would not want to support me in any way because it's just a hopeless case, I guess, in the case of primary progressive.
Are you drinking that juice of oregano like a wild person?
Right this very minute, I'm drinking chaga tea.
Okay.
More fascinating evidence and support. David John Oates and reverse speech, he brought forward three or four reversals of Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is perfectly congruent. His subconscious is supporting everything that he's saying.
Wow.
Forwards. In fact, one of the clearest reversals I've ever heard, Ron Paul is saying, they, in reference to referring to the other candidates, he's saying, they keep falling off. And in reverse, he says just exactly that. I mean, the very same words, they keep falling off. It was incredible to hear
wow.
that. I look for a lot more from David John Oates about what is going on. It's just
yeah.
intriguing mm-hmm. to hear that. He's got a website. Might want to go to it. But in the case of Santorum, Christian, he says, pray for your opponent forward. And then when it's played backwards, he's saying, then give him the filth. Unreal. It's just mind-boggling, this.
Well, there's another science, Wes, called personology, and I've analyzed in my upcoming book, The Doctor, Personologically. He has a trait called critical expression, which you'll see very dominating in him, which is you'll see his, I think his right eye has a very big downward slant at the corner and a slight downward droop also on the left. That's very important for finance. That's the perfect trait for an accountant or an auditor, and it's, you know, fiscal, it's like a fiscal responsibility thing. So also the high cheekbones, the very high cheekbones are a sign of honesty. Yeah, those two characteristics are essential in a leader, at least in this kind of a country, yeah.
I'd sure love to see him make it. On other note here, Dr. K, they continue to come out with more information on a fake moon landing. In fact, I've got a videotape here called What Happened on the Moon, Hoax, Lies, and only paid like $5 or $10 for it. It's on Amazon. It was just released a couple of years ago. It's 4 hours long, and there's some books as well. Michael Rivero over there in the other channel is slams the door on my face when I bring this kind of information forward, but it ain't going to change my mind on this subject.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. They never went to the moon, never will, never can.
Yeah.
We should explore that, Wes, one of these days, and we'll just do a show on it, you know?
Well, there's more information, more books coming out. That's the point I wanted to make. So, anyway, go to the next caller. But
okay, thanks a lot, Wes.
Well, thank you. It was good to hear your voice and appreciate your updates and hope you success with your various conditions. Thank you. All right. Well, you see, Dr. K, we're also considering the medicinal issues tonight as well. Because if anybody has a question about that, they shouldn't hesitate to bring it up while we have you tonight, and hopefully we'll have you again soon. But let's prepare for the break, all right? Because it's too close to the break to take another call. And I will just say that as we muse all of the great talking heads tonight and their indications, now the percentage for Romney, of course, has risen to 39%, Ron Paul at 23%, Huntsman at 17%, Gingrich at 9%, and the rest making up the 10%.
There's some hanky-panky here.
Oh, it's amazing, you know. And, you know, when you, like you said, Romney certainly is the anointed one in the Republican, as was, as you remember, John McCain. And everybody feared John McCain because he was so radical, so hardline. And who did we get? The change agent. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is a dialectic here, and the two-party system is totally owned by them. So let's stand behind the truth, folks, where the chips fall where they may, and don't bend the knee or bow. All right, we'll come back and take your calls just ahead, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
All right, round up the boys.
All right. Hey, Dr. K, we're back again. Lots of good discussion tonight. I want to thank you for your analyses and your being so cogent in your remarks about all that's been happening in the world of corruption and politics. Let's take another call. We got somebody up in British Columbia, I believe. Tom, is that right? Tom, are you there?
I'm here, Rick. Yeah, good to talk to you again, and Dr. K.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Dr. K. I just want to mention one thing there. You just mentioned about the facial features for finance, the raised eyebrow. What about broken nose, cauliflower ear, shaved head, and about 6'8"? That would be good.
Are you an ex-boxer or a wrestler?
No, just saying the collections end of the finance. But
I gotcha. Well, you could be helpful too. Cauliflower ear, I have those. It doesn't mean too much, does it?
No. Or broken nose. I mean, you're on the receiving it.
Thing about Dr. Paul is the ski jump, it's called. You see how his nose curves up?
I just kind of popped in there. But I wanted to mention about your earlier caller there. It was Russ or Rick or...
Arizona.
About the... it seems like they almost do a setup. If you go back a few presidency, you had Clinton first Dole. So you got the younger fellow, the older guy, and you got Obama, Clinton. And I think they're going to try to do the same and come through, obviously, Obama with Ron Paul and trying to, and then the media do the spin on it. Just the way Bob Dole had his talking points, and I know McCain is one of them, so that's regardless. He had no choice there. But it just seems like they always push that. And just before the end, they'll have Obama out with his sleeves rolled out of some factory out in somewhere in the States.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, with the blue shirt on, and or have him out jogging, or, you know, the usual PR. But anyway, I just want to throw it in. And there's one picture going around the Internet right now. It says it's Ron Paul when he's a younger man, when he served in his uniform.
Is that one on a bicycle or something?
That's right,
or?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
pretty
that's
nice.
Korea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really good plug, just to throw that in old Newt Gingrich's face there.
Yeah, who's never served in any capacity, except maybe the Israeli army, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But,
with,
you know, the talking points are, I mean, Ron Paul, you know, he's right on target, and it's just, I mean, he's fighting this with his arms tied behind his back. The media is against him. I just think if he can use the university students, and one of your shows, or you're saying that, or one of the shows listened today, they were saying about a lot of the university students are anti-Israel right now.
Yeah.
Because so if they can,
investiture and so on, yeah.
Exactly. If they can use that movement there, use the people, and get the young people behind them, and get out there and get and just, you know, spread the word, right?
Right. And we have to really also deal with this voter fraud and this electioneering. I think everybody needs to sort of, you know, enlighten people about the electioneering. And then absolutely every poll booth, there has to be armies of Ron Paul people. Get off of this thing that you're not supposed to do that. You go down, you document the vote.
Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll be using their programs.
Well, they did it in New Hampshire. There's no way there's that big of a spread between him and Romney. It just isn't.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they did it in Iowa in a different way. Since there were caucuses, Dr. Paul is quite wise. He's going to pound the caucus states.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. K, they did it to themselves when they had Bush W there against Gore, which are both two of the, you know, they're all under their own fold there. And mm-hmm. they robbed Gore with the machines, and that's one of
yes,
their own.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So,
absolutely. Kenneth Blackwell is a big felon there in Ohio, where they skewed the vote. Yeah,
I know. I think what you need to do is you need to get back, get that American pride, you know, the Made in America, just back to the
They fought fisticuffs in the streets to protect the vote in the Victorian times. I mean,
yes.
They were all over this thing until Rockefeller's regime. Like I said, we just let them, like little commercials that Rick runs, we just let them take it.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. It's sad. I called in earlier today. I was talking to John about it. I'm reading T.E. Lawrence's book, The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, you know, Lawrence of Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
That's really insightful. Alan Watt there, he has a series of different books there he recommends. And just the complexities, you know, from around World War One there, the amount of basically he was in there as you would say modern-day Al-Qaeda. He's in there with funding the different tribes and stirring the pot against the Ottoman Empire with the Turks there. And, you know, you're reading through the book. I'm just about through it now. But the Arab people, he goes into great detail. And, you know, they're proud, honorable. You know, I get that through the book where, you know, the sheikhs or the head people there, the tribes, you know, if they give you the word, they stick by the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole time there, you know.
He played one against the other for the Zionist regime.
Exactly, and the amount of gold of the sovereigns, like on some of his trips there with a few camels, he's taken, I mentioned earlier today, like, you know, £30,000, and that's
amazing. Yeah, they robbed the place blind, no doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I, you know, just going through several pages there, I count millions, he had $300,000 in a personal bank account, so that wouldn't be traced back to the British government. And, it's just, at the end of the day, They set the whole system up for failure to come back around again in another 20 years, right?
Yeah, the big thing is this the massive fear that the Islamic people will get together and rebuild. And that's what, you know, the whole Rothschild-Rockefeller regime is to prevent the revival of that, which would be great for us to have, a revival of the Middle East and then have big business dealings back and forth with America. They won't let that happen. We have to make it happen.
Yeah,
the people in the Saudi Arabia, they don't want to come to America ever again. They're all going to Geneva and London. All these Middle Eastern wealthy people, they won't come to the United States anymore.
No. I mean, it's you see the infrastructure, everything. I mean, they could turn it around just by doing what I know one of the other shows are saying about pre-war Germany, World War II, where when Hitler got in there about rebuilding the infrastructure, because the country's in a disaster. And right now the states, all the bridges, are, you know, they're in disrepair. If they could start an eternal, there's 300 million people down there. You could turn. You don't need the Asian investment. You could turn it around.
No way. We're completely doomed to debt with China if we don't stop it tomorrow.
Yeah. What about putting tariffs on?
Whatever they decide.
Well, see, now
to that, do.
There's where Ron Paul would probably disagree. You know, and take the Austrian school approach, and he would talk about cutting taxes and government. And the IRS and everything. But I do agree with what you're saying. I think the tariff idea right now needs to be brought back. I mean, that's, again, those are the periods of time when America was strongest economically.
Mm-hmm. I know my father, he used to be an officer in the Roggefield ships during the late 50s, early 60s. So he was all over the world. But he was telling me he used to be in New Zealand. To buy a foreign car, you have to have so much in foreign currency. They had kind of a protection system in place there. So that to stop the money flowing offshore. So it was kind of a, you know, like...
Yeah, a stopgap, yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, not
all
to
right,
say...
All kinds of things can be done, but the first thing is to ditch that Israeli Revenue Service and then get the troops back and quit the hemorrhaging. That's the start, you know.
All right, thank you, Tom, but we have to move along to another Tom now in Pennsylvania next. Hello, Tom. You're up on the program.
All right, good evening, Mr. Adams and
yes.
Dr. Kay.
Hi.
I have to agree with you that the public in this country and football, which I absolutely despise, I have never watched a college game or a professional game. And if you recall the video I sent to you, you can see, and that pretty much verified where my interests were.
Uh-huh.
In reading all the polls, I followed Ron Paul very closely, and I think out of the several months of polling, I think I only recall one poll where he came in second. Other than that, he was always so
the
far
winner.
He was so far ahead of second place, it wasn't even worth writing about.
Yeah.
And I don't think I know they try to say that people were voting over and over again. Well, I didn't vote over and over again. I only voted one time in each one of them, and he still won. And I have to agree that I think you're absolutely right. There is voter fraud. Don't know how you're going to stop it, but I'm sure. Now, there's one other comment I wanted to make, and
all
that
right.
is you often refer to it's all in the blood. Right?
Who's that? Are you talking to me or Dr. K?
Either one of you wants to yell at me a little bit, it's okay. But you, Mr. Adams, have referred to, you know, the lineage. It's in the blood.
Right, right.
Do you know what Barack Obama's blood type is?
Blood type.
I would say that it's probably, I don't know if I can even say it, but I would say that I'll be honest with you. I don't even know that he has anything but formaldehyde in his veins.
Yeah.
I don't want to be very flippant about it, but that's the way I feel.
Well,
I mean, he's like a creation.
If you look at the history, Bill Clinton is the illicit offspore of an affair that Winthrop Rockefeller had with his mother, okay?
Right,
whatever.
Right.
And so that's been the pattern in the last you can see a bit of that in George.
And Obama's mother was Jewish, wasn't she, Tom?
Who's that?
Dunham.
Yeah, and Hillary Rodham Clinton. So what you see is that they have these individuals that they've had through relationships. Mm-hmm. For example, Obama. Nobody knows who his father is. Honestly, nobody knows who his mother is. So
go ahead, Tom. You're coming to that point. Go ahead.
The point is, Obama's blood type is Rh negative. Now, where I learned this was on the Truther Girls that ran a video on YouTube about blood types. The only one in recent time that didn't have an Rh negative, believe it or not, according to this, was George W. Bush. His father had Rh negative. like I said, Obama has Rh negative. All the way back as far as they were.
Interesting.
Yo, they all had the same blood type.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe kind of the hanky-panky in the Garden of Eden could have very well been, I dare say, the devil or Satan.
Well, yeah.
And that's where that line comes from, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Sometime I'd like you guys to do a program on that.
Well, we have, too, and we've talked about it and quite a bit, and Joe Church has talked about it quite a bit. Seed line, you have to go on the archives and look these programs up that we have done recently, because that's what we've been talking about heavily now.
Hitler, Stalin, they're all, you know, tied blood-wise, not just the minus, the plus, but just bisexual, you know, tie.
And there is an aristocracy, Tom, to those in line to be president. Now, Ron Paul doesn't fit that aristocracy, all right? Now, the others, the Clintons and the Bushes and the Kerrys and the Cohens and all of these others all have. They've all fit into that lineage. And that's why no matter which one you choose, you lost. And that's the whole idea, is to take the election process away from the American public, which is nothing more than a delusion. This is why we say, and again, we still believe the message is what's important here that Ron Paul is conveying. But the fact of the matter is that the election process serves as a delusion or an illusion from reality.
There's one thing that one of your callers said earlier about do not think that Ron Paul voters are going to go for a Mitt Romney or whatever.
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin said basically the same thing here a week or so ago. Do not discount Ron Paul voters, because they are enough to throw the election. And I think the Republican Party is shooting itself in the foot with putting Romney up there.
They're so mindless in their... Look what they did in Iowa. We got to do everything we can to make sure he doesn't get first or second. We got to do it. We got to figure something out. So let's lax the ID thing, you know, no ID necessary. So then, you know, that way Romney could bust in some goons and, you know, let's, whatever it was, the whole thing. Yeah.
I hope somebody, the first time tonight I had never knew that Romney's parents were born in Mexico, and I hope this comes out into the mainstream media here before this thing goes much further. And that's about all I have.
Maybe some draft dodging? I mean, something's going on there, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, it's been talked about quite a bit on all of the media about his lineage and at least his family's ties to Mexico. But, you know, we have to be honest about it. But the thing is, it's, again, you can take six of one, half a dozen of another. And the real issues that we're dealing with here today was not that John McCain, whether he was legal or not, whether Obama's legal. Real issue is who owns the White House, who owns the Congress, who owns the media. These are the issues that are never brought up, and we bring
and
them
the
up.
The deception and the theft and the,
Okay, thank you for your call, though, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. It's been a while. Let's move on now, Dr. K, to John in California. Hello, John.
Happy New Year, Dr. K.
Hey, John. How you been doing? Happy New Year to you.
Doing fine. Waiting for that oil of oregano to come. The check cleared today, Rick, so thanks a lot.
Oh, no, it's not a matter of that. We're still waiting for the books that were supposed to come.
They'll come when they come.
I'm sure they'll be coming. They're on the way.
just an update. What's happened in California at on the first of this year? The local talk stations, real interesting. One of them that's actually owns a liberal and a conservative, they scrapped all except one host to all news, and they moved all those people over to the other side, which is conservative. So you have so-called liberals moving on the conservative side.
Uh-huh.
Even Rush Limbaugh ended up on that station from a more powerful one. I don't understand why, but they're just juggling around to make people think they're getting something on the thing, where it's been the same old thing all the time. And talking about Ron Paul, today, you know, his name is mentioned a lot just because he's so close, but they just will not really admit what he's really talking about. And the big thing is the Federal Reserve abolished that, the income tax, the IRS. They will refuse to bring that up. The only thing they got close to it, I've heard in such a long time, was sovereignty. They mentioned that name.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, he's just, you know, he's there. He's maybe second or maybe running third. But as you said, you know, I think they're running scared. And,
yeah.
And they'll do what you said, I think, listening to you before the end of the year, Rick, or Iowa, you know, there's voter fraud in there. Of course, there's probably a lot in New Hampshire that will not never be admitted or, you know, those
higher numbers in New Hampshire because you have the machinery going in there and then you have the infrastructure to, the caucuses are a little bit more difficult to defraud. That's why they opened up the ID so they could get their goons in there to stuff ballots.
And we have to take a break, though, John. Thank you. Let's take the break, come back, and see if we can squeeze in another call, another John. Rick Adams and Dr. K tonight on RVN.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75%. And qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Well, Dr. K, we're back again, and this has been nonstop for two nights here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and we want to squeeze in another John now. John from Texas. Hello there, John.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
It's been a while since I talked to you, Rick, and hi, Dr. K. Hey, I just wanted to take a break. I know we're running out of time from the political mumbo-jumbo, but Dr. K, I got to pick your brains. I got a friend of mine. She's had trigeminal neuralgia for a long time. They screwed her up with going back 18 years ago with it started out with a root canal, then make a long story short, now here it is 18 years later. She got these scalding hot pain, you know, she feels like a lot of times, and they've drugged her up. I mean, God knows. I mean, I'm surprised she's even, you know, alive with all the pharmaceutical junk that they've thrown at her for these past 18 years. So she's got this trigeminal neuralgia, and I seem to remember a few weeks ago you seem to have said that you had some success. And
yes, I had a dramatic case of an 85-year-old woman who suffered for 40 years in mindless pain, and she had a great Christmas, a great this, a great that. She used something called Zolvex, Z-O-L-V-E-X, Zolvex, and the oil of wild oregano also should be used, both of them taken under the tongue. Also, they can be used topically. And then some enzymes, some bromelain and papain. You know, there's the Inflam-Ease, which has everything in that. You could take 3 capsules 3 times a day on an empty stomach of that to get the bromelain and the papain in there. But there's an infection. What they did was not only damage the nerve, but the root canal also spread the infection, a dry socket infection. That infection now is in the nerve sheath. And those are the things that work. In the most terminal cases, they work. So I would do those 3 things for now, yeah?
Oh, great.
We heard about the case of that, you know, your situation with that disc, and then you have to use the chaga drops too, right, to regenerate, yeah.
Oh, so you recommend the chaga drops too?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're the guy who had the benefit with that, didn't you?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh,
no.
That was a different guy, okay.
Yeah. Now, did you say, what was that thing, the enzyme?
Inflam-Ease.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it would be bromelain-papain combination with turmeric and ginger, which is what that would be.
Inflam-Ease, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get that from North American Herb and Spice?
Oh, yeah, they have that, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, okay, Dr. K, I really appreciate that. And the other thing is, too, I've lately a couple of people that I know have come down, you know, that never had asthma. What do you recommend for asthma?
That's a stupid fungus. If you do the oil of oregano and the juice, that's how you knock out asthma.
Mm.
Yeah, and if their adrenal glands are weak, they need to increase their sea salt consumption.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely look at maybe a good shot glass of apple cider vinegar twice a day. Some raw honey with that.
Okay.
But the honey, the salt, the oregano, juice, and oil should be enough to blow that out of Dodge.
So asthma is related to a fungus, huh?
Yes, yes. Always there's fungus in the bronchial tubes. Always.
Excellent.
Now, sometimes
excellent.
The adrenals are shot. You have to build them up. Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Dr. K.
Hey,
thanks, Rick.
John, thank you for calling. Good to hear your voice. And hopefully we'll talk soon.
You bet you do.
Thank you. Dr. K. Dr. K, you always keep our listenership up high, so you're welcome to come back anytime.
Well,
thank you so much.
They're such good folk. I hope one of these days to shake some hands and have a nice time with everybody.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Dr. K. God bless you.
We've been doing this too long. We'll get together.
All right. We will. All right, folks, we're out of time. Good night, and continue to support Republic.